Welcome, everyone, to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. I'm your host, Manav Manji, here on Tuesday evening to preview the Wednesday card. Get into some NBA action here as well. What we've seen over the past weekend, and we'll get into the Wednesday card. Give out best bets and look to continue our player prop best bet winning streak here. And joining me here to help me break everything down is the hardest working man that I know of, at least. He got an hour nap today. I think that's a good thing. It's Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Just waking up a little bit from my nap. Did get an hour nap today, so that was nice. Now I'm kind of just digesting everything that's happened today. We got full slate of college basketball from pretty much lunchtime until pretty much midnight. So going through that, checking that out, watching some of the NBA games, and just trying to make sure that I got all my ducks in a row and I'm kind of up to date with everything. So yeah, it's been a busy Tuesday, but yeah, we're going to hopefully extend this winning streak. I think it's what now, 7 in a row. Got a nice player prop for you guys tonight. So get ready.
Yeah. 7 in a row. We've hit everyone since the All-Star break. And I know you and I were talking offline after our player prop best bet hit from Friday night, and I said I needed to do a better job of keeping track our season-long player prop best bets. So, and we've been having a lot of success, and you know, we've hit 12 out of the last 14 of our player prop best bets, including 8 in a row. We've been touting 7 in a row, so we'll keep it honest and not, you know, inflate our numbers there. So 7 in a row right now, looking to go for 8 in a row. Maybe 9 in a row. Stay tuned. We'll see if we're in the generous mood here tonight on the Wednesday card. But yeah, quickly recapping, Sleepy. I know, again, we were mentioning that I don't think we've had a losing pod since the All-Star break. I mean, our player prop best bets, we've hit every single one since the All-Star break. And I know you and I have been alternating between hitting our player prop best bet. Best bets for the games. And another winning card for us from Friday night. So let's quickly recap. I had the under in the Magic and the Knicks game under 208.5. This number closed all the way, I believe, at 204.5, 205. So it pays dividends to listen to us early. We released the pod. Again, a good reminder to subscribe so you can get the best number when we do give out our best bets here. But nonetheless, that was a rocking chair win. Got the W there. So, I mean, you gave out Bucks plus the one when we talked about it at the opening number. And this number, we had talked about it, and you had mentioned this when you were giving the handicap, that this number was going to move to the Bucks being favored overnight. And in fact, it did. I think it opened at plus one. That's where we gave it out at. And then it was minus one by the time morning came. And then around mid-afternoon, we got news that LeBron was going to be sitting in this game for the LA Lakers. And that line moved from 3.5 to 4 to 4.5 by the time it was tip-off in favor of the Bucks. So we'll grade it as the push / loss, I guess, depending on the number you got. I think most people probably got the Bucks at a minus favorite price. But I think overall for us, Sleepy, that we're just crushing it right now. Like you mentioned, the last pod, we've been in a good stride here, but another winning pod for us. So hopefully we can continue that here on the Wednesday card here, Sleepy.
You know, I think that you made a very key point there. And I think that this is something that, you know, some of you guys probably should write down or remember or go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, is that the overnight lines, and that really goes for any sport, they're the most attackable. Mm-hmm. Bucks minus one, go ahead and hit that. You end up not losing that day. You end up taking the bet, you know, that Manav gave out with the total. Now you end up hitting that. When you have guys that are pretty much locked in, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be able to spot the inefficiencies in the market. And by the morning, a lot of other people do too. And then here comes all the money. And then that line quickly is dissolved and you can no longer bet that line. You end up getting a much worse number. So that was pretty much the theme of the last podcast. Hopefully you guys are listening at night. I know we go ahead and put this out a little bit late on the East Coast, but you know, if you are looking for winners, and this is something that I learned, is that there are times where a handicapper that does this for a living, he has to be up, because you need to get the best number. And if you could be disciplined with that, you know, you can go ahead and make money doing this for a living. So a really good example there, Manav, is just one of those things where You know, if this is the podcast that you listen to for your NBA betting, don't wait until tomorrow afternoon. You know, try to get at it as early as you possibly can. If this is something that you're looking to do, to go ahead and, you know, go ahead and make money.
Yeah, 100%. Again, pays to listen early. It pays to beat the best numbers and get ahead of the number, I should say, and the opening number here. So hopefully our listeners are getting to the pod sooner rather than later and trying to beat, you know, the overnight lines here, especially in the NBA where lines definitely do move quickly. So another winning pod, Sleepy, 2-1. We'll look to continue that on the Wednesday night card that has some intriguing matchups on the Wednesday card. But before we actually get into the betting preview for the Wednesday games, some newsworthy, something newsworthy that I did want to mention and discuss with you is what Luka has been doing over the past week or so for the Dallas Mavericks. He has now recorded an NBA record, 7 straight triple doubles for the Dallas Mavericks. And I've noticed, or at least throughout the career of Luka, when he's getting these triple doubles, that a lot of times that the Mavericks weren't necessarily winning those games. But now, especially now, you know, with Kyrie Irving, and we talked about it extensively at the trade deadline moves that they did make, acquiring PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, adding some depth to this team, that this team, you know, could make a run in the Western Conference Finals. But Luka has just been doing absolutely incredible things. Jokic is at that same level. He's been crushing it since the All-Star break as well. Now, you and I talked about MVP conversation, and right now, Jokic is the odds-on favorite at around a minus 240 consensus price right now to be the MVP. But I wanted to mention Luka here, man. I mean, 7 straight triple-doubles for the Dallas Mavericks. Is he in the MVP conversation, do you think, right now? Or do you think that Jokic is pretty much running away with the regular season MVP award?
Tough question. I think that he's in the conversation, but I think that that's really the only thing he's in. I don't think he's going to end up winning this award. Jokic is just too damn good. I mean, Luka would need to rip off of a ton of triple doubles, but you need those highlight type games. You need that 50, that 60 point game, and probably a couple of them. And you got to hope and pray that Jokic kind of has one of those weird kind of ruts like he did last year, you know, where he went through like a 7, 8, 10 game span where he just didn't look like Jokic. So it's going to take something like that. But right now, yeah, I mean, he's in the conversation, but I don't think he's a legit threat. But we'll see. I mean, if anybody can go out there and do it and really put up some crazy, insane numbers, I mean, Luka's one of those guys. So in the conversation, but honestly, I me personally right now, I wouldn't put any money on him to win it.
Yeah, I mean, again, what Jokic has done since the All-Star break has been absolutely phenomenal to see. I mean, especially the Denver Nuggets and how well, you know, they've been playing the basketball since the All-Star break, really trying to go for that number one seed. And, you know, we talked about Karl Anthony Towns, that injury that that's going to keep him out at least a month. I mean, that put a damper in the hopes of the Minnesota Timberwolves getting that number one seed. The Oklahoma City Thunder, they take a loss tonight to the Indiana Pacers, losing outright. So it looks like if Denver can continue winning, I know they're going on a East Coast road trip here where they have struggled a bit on the road this season. But, I mean, they look primed and ready to get that number one seed again in the Western Conference for this upcoming playoff run. And as of right now, Nikola Jokic minus 255 to be the regular season MVP, followed by Shea at plus 350. And Luka is now at 8-1 to win the MVP. So, unprecedented right now what we're seeing from Luka, but at the same time, I think a lot of us are not shocked at what Luka has been able to do, at least over the last 7 games, and frankly, over the course of the season for the Dallas Mavericks. Stevie, let's get into this Wednesday night betting card in the association. A lot of intriguing matchups here. We'll start here with the team that I just mentioned and the player that I just mentioned, Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. They are going to be heading down to South Beach to take on the Miami Heat. Currently, as it stands right now, the Miami Heat at home are catching 3.5 points here with a total of 215, minus 166 on the money line for the Denver Nuggets, plus 140 on the money line for the Miami Heat. And looking at the injury report for both of these teams, I'll start here with the visiting team in the Denver Nuggets. who are relatively healthy. I know KCP had missed some time with that hamstring, but he's been back in the starting lineup for this Denver Nuggets team. So a pretty clean injury report for them. For the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler is probable for this game. He's sitting with a head/illness. Tyler Hero is going to be missing this game along with Kevin Love. And Josh Richardson continues to be out for this Miami Heat team, as well as Caleb Martin. He is going to be available for this game for the Miami Heat. He has been dealing with a left thumb sprain. These two teams recently did just match up in the Mile High City when the Miami Heat did make their West Coast road trip, had a stop in Miami. The Denver Nuggets actually did, in fact, win that game by the final score of 103-97. I believe did close at 5, and Denver did end up covering that game. But now they head to South Beach in a revenge spot, you can say, for the Miami Heat here. So they're catching +3.5 here. Sleepy, what are you thinking about this game?
My gut feeling says that the Nuggets probably take care of business. The Heat just aren't playing good basketball right now, and I think that, you know, a lot of that probably comes down to the injuries that they're suffered. In that last game that they played, you know, Jamal Murray only played like 14 minutes in that game, so you got to ask yourself, you know, could the Nuggets have won by even more margin in that game? It's tough for me to just take Miami. It's tough for me to bet against the Nuggets because that's one of the teams that I struggle with, whether I'm on or off them, but for some reason or another, when I go ahead and I try to go ahead and fade the Nuggets, it never works out well because they just win a lot of games and they cover a lot of spreads. I mean, I went ahead and I tried to fade PRA the other night with Jokic, and it was dead at halftime. So, I mean, they're just a powerful team. They're potent. I don't think Miami, even at home, even though they're coming into this one, what are they, like Miami's lost like, what, 3 straight now? They're going to come in here motivated, you know, ready to rock and roll. I just don't know if they have the horses to go ahead and beat this Denver team. And I think what I like most about this is the fact that Denver's not on a back-to-back. Maybe if they were on a back-to-back, you know, maybe they go ahead and they loosen up a little bit here. But this is just a standalone game for them. And you were just talking about the Western cover. I mean, if you look at the West and you look at the East, we're going to end up with a crazy, insane playoff run with the Western Conference. And the Eastern Conference, I mean, it's pretty much wrapped up already. Boston's going to end up with the one seed. And then you have, what, 5 or 6 other teams out there. I mean, it's going to be nuts. I mean, Philly right now, who's out, there's a chance they could end up being like a 3 seed or something crazy like that, just based on, you know, the way the records are in the East. So I don't think Denver wants to slip up. I think you're going to see a lot of those Western Conference teams, you know, go ahead and continue the focus. And I think that this is something that you and I had talked about, you know, maybe more than a month ago, is that don't look to go ahead and fade these teams in the Western Conference that are up top, because each and every win means so much when it comes to the playoff seeding, because it was just that close. So here we are still, you know, going ahead talking about this, and these teams out West are just, you know, they're locked up pretty tight right now. I'll take Denver here.
Yeah. You take a look at the Miami Heat this season, when they have been a home underdog, have not fared very well in those spots. I know last season they were very well, catching points at the house, but this season, Sleepy, when they are a home dog, 0-7 straight up, 1-6 against the spread are the Miami Heat. They are 4-3 towards the over, giving up close to 120 points per game. So again, definitely shop around. I do see some threes out there for this game, but I think I'm with you here. Denver, despite them having some type of struggles on the road this season, they have been able to win games on the road where they are 18-14, but where they are 13-18-1 against the spread. But it just feels like that, again, like you mentioned, this Denver Nuggets team right now, I mean, they're playing great basketball coming out of the All-Star break. I think Nikola Jokic is a matchup nightmare for any team. You mentioned that Jamal Murray didn't play a lot of minutes in that game against the Miami Heat. Miami Heat are a little bit banged up in this game, like we mentioned with the injuries, right? They're going to be missing some key role players, and especially with Tyler Hero being out, Kevin Love coming off the bench, who can still rebound the basketball very well for them and provide them some, you know, some minutes coming off the bench, whether it's from the range of 10 to 20 minutes. So I think that's a little bit of a blow for the Miami Heat here. You know, Denver, they're embarking on this road trip here, and I think they want to get that off started off on the right foot, especially in a Western Conference race right now, where a couple of teams are just separated by a half a game to a game here. So They go to Miami and then they have a couple of days off. So this should be an all in effort here for the Denver Nuggets, because they go to Denver here. They go to Miami here. Then they travel to Dallas and then to Minnesota. So they play Wednesday night. Their next game, I believe, is not till Sunday against the Dallas Mavericks. So I'm on the Denver Nuggets here with you, minus the three here. I think Nikola Jokic has another big game for the Denver Nuggets. I did misspeak. So Miami, they'll travel to Miami, and then there is a neutral side game with the San Antonio Spurs on Friday night. Maybe the Mexico City game. Let me see if I can find that here for the Denver Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. But nonetheless, I think it's a good spot here for the Denver Nuggets. I'm on the Denver Nuggets minus three here. You have anything else for this game here, Sleepy?
That's funny. You were just talking about the Spurs and neutral site game. There's only two teams that are eliminated right now from the playoffs at this point of the year, and the Spurs are one of them. The other is the Washington Wizards, but it's just it's kind of comical, you know, that we have teams that are eliminated and what we got left, like almost like 30 games. So it just goes to show some of these teams really don't care.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. All right, next game on the schedule here we want to get into. We'll stay in the state of Texas, talking about the San Antonio Spurs. We'll go over to the game between the Golden State Warriors. They are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in this game. Currently, as it stands, the Dallas Mavericks are a 7.5-point home favorite here with a total of 236.5. Looking at the injury report for the Golden State Warriors, obviously the big name that is going to be out for this game is going to be Steph Curry. I did see a report that Steve Kerr said that they are hopeful to get him back later in this week, whether that's going to be Friday or over the weekend. Other than that, everybody is a go for the Golden State Warriors. For the Dallas Mavericks, again, pretty clean injury report for them as well. Nobody is on the injury report except guys that are on two-way deals with the G League. We talked about how well Luka has been playing for this Dallas Mavericks team. 7 straight triple-doubles, looking to go for 8 in a row. But the Dallas Mavericks have been a team that have been struggling covering the spread at home this season. They have been winning games where they are 19-15 straight up, Sleepy, but just 15-19 against the spread. And as a home favorite this season, 14-8 straight up, just 10-12 against the spread are the Dallas Mavericks here. But Warriors catching 7.5 in Dallas here on Wednesday night. Sleepy, what are you thinking?
Man. You know I like the Warriors, but not in this spot. I think this is a tough spot for them. I think at some point, you know, your star player is going to hurt you. And when you don't have him on the floor against a guy like Luka, who we're talking about right now, MVP-type talent, MVP-type year, I think that's going to show up. So the Mavericks have the Warriors, then OKC, and then Denver. I mean, you could end up losing 2 out of 3. You could potentially lose all of those games. But with the Warriors, how could you really be impressed right now? You lose to Chicago, you lose to the Spurs, you know, you eke out a win against the Spurs on the road there. It's not super impressive without Curry on the floor. So I think we'll see the Warriors go ahead and struggle in this game, and hopefully they go ahead and they get Curry back. But I also see that the Warriors play the Lakers on deck after this. So I know it's a couple of days out, maybe a potential little bit of a look ahead spot there for them. You're going to get their best effort, but I don't think their best is going to be enough to beat Luka at home. I think Luka probably has a big, big game here. So I would not play the Warriors. I know the line is kind of trying to, it seems like it's trying to lure you into going ahead and betting them. But we've seen how many times, Manoff, this year that the Warriors' worst version looks really bad. And there's no way that this is the best version of the Warriors without Steph Curry on the floor. So it would be the Mavericks for me or nothing.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that game that I believe it was the first game without Steph Curry on their home floor against the San Antonio Spurs, where they lost the game outright. They did obviously get their revenge in the next game in San Antonio against the Spurs on Monday night. And I'm sorry, on Tuesday night. So I'm tempted by the Warriors here at +7.5. But again, like you mentioned, it just feels like that the books are trying to lure you here into taking the Warriors plus the points here. And again, the Mavericks are in good form right now, right? Offensively, they've been playing very well. They've won 3 games in a row, and I know it hasn't been against the greatest competition, the way they beat the Miami Heat, the Detroit Pistons, and the Chicago Bulls. But you want to come out and take care of business against a team that doesn't have their best player in Steph Curry. Because again, I don't think there's real consistency for this Warriors team. on who steps up night in and night out without Steph Curry, right? It has to be a different guy. And again, we've talked a lot about Klay Thompson. Jonathan Kuminga has started to flourish now that he's starting to get minutes for this Warriors team. But I just, like you mentioned, Sleepy, and we talked about at the top of the episode of how well that Luka's playing right now. It just looks like a man on a mission. I think these are the type of games where the Dallas Mavericks have to take care of business against a team, like you mentioned, that doesn't have their superstar, all-star, you know, former MVP player in Steph Curry. So I think that the Dallas Mavericks can continue their momentum here into this game against the Warriors. They are going to be on the front end of a back-to-back here where they do play the Thunder on Thursday night in Oklahoma City. But again, from Dallas to Oklahoma City, it's not a big, it's not a long trip. It's about an hour and 5 minute flight from Dallas to Oklahoma City there. So I'll also lay it here with the Dallas Mavericks minus the 7.5. Any other thoughts on this game? You have anything on the total or anything else that you're looking at?
I mean, you switched up pretty quick there. It sounded like you talked yourself right into the other side. It was rather interesting, but yeah, I mean, a lot of the points that you made was, you know, they're justifiable. So I think that you're on the right side here with me with the Mavericks. I think that, I mean, would it surprise you if the Warriors went out and threw in a real clunker and got blasted in this game? I don't think you'd be surprised by that at all. And those are the games you want to avoid. You want to avoid betting on those teams that, you know, could completely just disappear on you. And you could easily disappear without your best player on the floor. So, yeah, I can't mess with the Warriors here.
Yeah, 100%. Another game that we wanted to get into here on the Wednesday night card, that's going to be the LA Lakers. They are headed to Sacramento, or should probably already be there in Sacramento, to take on the Lakers. Sacramento are playing on Tuesday night, in fact, against the Milwaukee Bucks right now. And they are leading in the first quarter right now against the Milwaukee Bucks, 30-21. So they will be on a back-to-back situation here. Right now, the Lakers are laying 1 point here with a total of 239 in this game. Looking at the injury report for the LA Lakers, I mean, the usual suspects that are on there: Anthony Davis, probable; LeBron James, questionable; Cam Reddish, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent, and Christian Wood continue to be out for this Lakers team. And again, these two teams recently matched up where the Kings went into LA and took care of business against the LA Lakers. And now the Lakers looking to return the favor, looking for some revenge here after they did get beaten by the Kings 130-120 back on March 6th, in fact, last Wednesday. So they're matching up relatively about exactly a week later here, Sleepy, in Sacramento. What are you thinking about this game? Lakers laying a point here.
I'm kind of thinking that we go ahead and avoid the revenge factor here with the Lakers, because you and I were both on the Kings in that game. We previewed that game on the podcast, and I know we both like the Kings there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think really that Sacramento really struggled in that game at all. It looked like they preserved pretty much a decent lead in that one. I mean, there was no real threat from the Lakers in that one, but I kind of like the under in this one as well. I think that as these games get closer and closer to the playoffs, you know, when the teams like this meet up, who, you know, it could be a big swing from where you're sitting in the playoffs, that you kind of ratchet things up a little bit. You try to go ahead and lock in a little bit more. It's not just go out there and roll the ball and go out there and see what happens. You play a little bit more strategically. So these two teams here, I think that the under is definitely a way to go. It would be the Lakers for me as well. It would take a lot for me to go ahead and consider the Kings here. And the over, I mean, I could see it going over, but I just think that that's not the way that these teams are going to start playing these games, and these totals eventually are going to start to go ahead and come down a little bit because they're just insane. I mean, what's it going to take? 240 points to go ahead and beat us here. So under in Lakers, that's the way I would go with that.
My best bet is actually going to be in this game here, and I'll go ahead and give this out right now. It is going to be the Lakers. I'm glad you agree. You're on the side here with me, the Lakers laying a point right now. And I mean, you mentioned, right, maybe just take out the revenge factor. But I think because of the guys that you have on this team, especially LeBron James, that it's still kind of fresh in their mind that they came into their building just last week and beat them. And see, that was a game where the Lakers were actually out to, I want to say, close to a 20-point lead. in that first quarter against this Kings team, and the Kings in the second quarter led by De'Aaron Fox, because our player prop, one of our player prop best bets in this game was De'Aaron Fox to go over his points, where he finished with 44 points in that game. Lakers had a 37-28 lead at the end of the first quarter. After that, in the second quarter, the Sacramento Kings outscored the Lakers 44-20. And pretty much after that, the rest was history. The Lakers did win the third and fourth quarter, but it was a little bit too late for the Lakers in that game. So I love the Lakers in the spot because, number one thing that I have faded this season has been the Kings on back-to-back situations. We take a look at the Kings on back-to-back situations this season. Yes, 5-5 straight up, but just 3-7 against the spread. And if those games that they are playing are back-to-back games are at home for the Sacramento Kings, 2-3 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. They are 4-1 to the over. But what really stuck out to me is that they're giving up 125.2 points per game in that span. And now you have a Lakers team that's going to have a huge rest advantage in this game, where they had two dates off before they're going to go into Sacramento here and play this team, where the Sacramento Kings, like I mentioned, are going to be on a back-to-back situation here. So I fully expect LeBron to play in this game. LeBron has had a lot of success in his career against the Sacramento Kings as well. So if you want to look at LeBron points, PRA in this game, I think that would be worth a look in this game. But I'm on the Lakers here, -1 as my best bet here, Sleepy. I know you said you could see this game getting over the total. I think that the Lakers do clamp down on defense here, and I do think that they'll have a lot of success on offense. So I do like their team total to get over in this game as well for the Lakers. So I'm painting myself the yellow and purple here, at least for the Wednesday night card, as my best bet, Sleepy. Lakers -1 right now on DraftKings, -105 on that -1. So Lakers best bet for me for the Wednesday night card here, Sleepy.
Well, I like to hear that. So I'm glad that you're on the same side that I'm on. But I do want to ask you, though, do you think that that line, because it smells to me like that line's going to go ahead and run away from us here. Like this could potentially end up being Lakers -3. So
yeah,
if we're listening to the pod now, you probably want to go ahead and jump on that as soon as possible versus, you know, wait until tomorrow afternoon to go ahead and plug your bet in.
Yeah, and I would not be surprised if come morning that, again, the market recognized, well, I mean, the market already knows that they're on the front end of a back-to-back here. But I think that, you know, we'll probably see some money coming in on the Lakers here in this line. Something similar to what we saw in the Bucks game, that it starts to move towards them being an even bigger favorite, to, like you mentioned, -2, possibly -3 in this game. So again, I would jump on this number as soon as possible with the Lakers right now laying a point in Sacramento on the Wednesday night card. Do you have anything else for this game here, Sleepy?
No, I think I'm pretty much wrapped up on that game there, Manoff. Great job.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, look, three great games on the Wednesday night card here. So hopefully we did find some more winners for the Wednesday night card in the association. Sleepy, like you mentioned at the top of the show, it's conference tournament time this week. And Selection Sunday is obviously this upcoming Sunday. But we've got NHL in full swing, MLB around the corner, NBA's in full swing here as well. Let our listeners know what they can take advantage of right now on pregame.com.
Yeah, it's getting wild over there at pregame right now with all the cappers. I mean, these guys are just locked and loaded. I mean, you're starting to see all the screwball teams there, you know, the Sam Houstons and this one and that one, Jacksonville State. And it's like, oh, here we go. It's definitely March Madness. And if you go to pregame.com right now and use the coupon code TANK20, that's TANK20, TANK20, you guys will get 20% off anything over there at pregame.com. That includes the college basketball March Madness all access subscription. So make sure you guys get over there to pregame.com. Use that coupon code TANK20. That'll save 20% off anything at pregame.com. Now is just an awesome time. It's just an awesome time.
You're right. Now is the time. It's again with the big dance right around the corner, NBA winding down, MLB around the corner. I think this is a time to really take advantage of the coupon there on pregame.com. And like Sleepy, like you mentioned, all the handicappers are knee deep working to find those winners for all the sports that are going on right now. So again, like Sleepy said, make sure get over to the website, pregame.com, 20% off of anything on the website. Make sure you use that promo code TANK20 at pregame.com. So maybe I give out my best bet. Again, I'll recap that. Lakers minus the one right now against the Sacramento Kings on the Wednesday night card. Hopefully LeBron and the Lakers get me to the window for our, or at least for my best bet. What do you got as your best bet for the Wednesday card here for our listeners?
All right. I don't think you're going to like this one went off. Well, actually, maybe you will, but I don't think you're going to like this one. Maybe you might know where I'm already going with this one. The Orlando Magic minus 6.5 is my best bet. They're taking on your Brooklyn Nets, and I think the Magic are just going to be a little bit salty here. So they're going to be coming off back-to-back losses, and the losses were ugly. They scored 74 points the other night against the Knicks. And then they played Indiana, and they only scored 97. So this team hasn't broke the century mark in the last two games. They've gotten beat up pretty bad. I guess you can say, you know, back-to-back blowouts. So they're going to look to go ahead and take it out on a team that they can go out there and perform and put points up against. And Brooklyn's one of those teams, like, you never know which team's going to show up. But if the good Brooklyn team doesn't show up and the salty Orlando team shows up, this could be a blowout in favor of the Magic. So I'm going to go ahead and just play on – I'm going to play on Orlando here to go ahead and be pissed off and upset, and Brooklyn to kind of show up and just be, you know, maybe a little lethargic, maybe the bad Nets team in a sense. So it's Orlando for me minus the 6.5. I think this number probably goes up to Orlando minus 8. That's just kind of what I'm thinking here. So best bet, Orlando Magic minus the 6.5.
As much as I want to disagree with you, I think you're on the right side here. Brooklyn – has struggled coming off of wins this season, 10-15 straight up, just 9-14-2 against the spread when they've won a previous game. And they're in that situation in this game where they have won, or they did win their previous game, which was against the Detroit Pistons. But it just seems like a good get right spot, right? Like you mentioned, for the Orlando Magic, just coming off of two games where they were struggling offensively. But again, for this Orlando Magic team, they've just been an absolute monster on their home floor this season. And, you know, we've talked a lot about the Thunder being one of those great teams at home. Magic are right up there. They're 21-8 straight up, 20-9 against the spread as a home favorite, covering at 69%. And they've really been locked in on the defensive side of the basketball, especially at home as well. So, and just to take it a little step further, Sleepy, when the Magic are a home favorite, 14-2 straight up, 13-3. Against the spread. So this is a good spot here, I think, for the Orlando Magic. I think you're definitely on the right side. Does pain me a little bit, but it only took you about 31 minutes into the pod to crown them my Brooklyn Nets for at least the rest of the season here. That head-to-head bet that we have, Sleepy, it's going to come right down to the wire. I really do, because again, the Nets, they've won a couple of games in a row, then they lose a couple of games in a row. They respond back with the win. They're at 26-39 right now. That leads, what, about 17 more games. So they need to win, what, 9 more. So they have to play one game above 500 the rest of the way here. So, again, we're going to keep our eye on that for sure going the rest of the way, at least my Brooklyn Nets, as Sleepy likes to mention. So, again, to recap, Sleepy's best bet, that's going to be the Orlando Magic hosting the Brooklyn Nets at home as a currently as it stands a 6.5 point favorite against the Brooklyn Nets. Sleepy, getting over to our player prop best bet for the Wednesday night card. And I mean, you have given me the keys to the driver's seat to really, you know, find our player prop best bets. And it's worked out very well. And, you know, I throw out a couple of options that I do like, and you'll give your opinion and we'll come to a consensus. But you were in the giving mood here tonight. And despite us being on a winning streak, I think that, you know, we got to go full circle ahead. So we're going to give out two here tonight, right, Sleepy? We're going to give out two player prop best bets.
Yeah, I figure, what the hell? I've been sitting here waiting for the last, what, 7 weeks to go ahead and give out my own player prop. If I can go ahead and somehow con you into going ahead and blowing up your streak, to let me go ahead and have some fun, you know, I guess we'll give it a whirl.
All right. So why don't you lead us off here with our first player prop best bet? Because I threw out a couple of options here, and there is one that you really did like here for the Wednesday night card. So why don't you lead us off, and then I will take the second player prop best bet.
All right. So you gave out a bunch of options here with these picks today. So there's more than one. There's more than two. There's like three or four options that we had. And honest to God, I think that you probably got like four winners here. So I'm going to take the one that I like the most, and that was Chris Paul, rebounds and assists over 12.5. And I think it's pretty simple. The Mavericks like to play high pace, and at home, the Mavericks are not going to slow down. And I think CP3, without Curry on the floor, he has no choice but to go ahead and become the guy that they hoped that he would be with this team. So I could see CP3 going out there and getting a ton of assists in this game. But I think the rebounds will be key here. And I think it just comes down to, you know, the amount of possessions that we end up getting in this game. And I think that that will be plentiful. So CP3, 12.5. I mean, it feels low. I think he can end up easily with 10 assists in this game. And I think the rebounds are just going to end up being gravy. I think I could see him getting like 4 or 5, maybe even 6 in this game, just because I think there'll be a lot of possessions. But I think we're going to be happy probably, you know, sitting going in the third quarter. I think we're going to be like, yeah, you know what, we're sitting in a pretty good spot here. I think the only thing that worries me about this game, as we had talked about before, is the potential that the Warriors go ahead and throw in a clunker type game. Then I think that, you know, we might still get there, but I think it'll be one of those, you know, where we're sitting on the edge of our seat. But I like this one a lot. I think this is a winner.
Yeah, CP3 obviously has been inserted into that starting lineup without Steph Curry on the floor, who's nursing the injury here. And I think you nailed it that you said that the rebounding is going to be the key here for CP3, because we know the assists are going to be there for CP3, because he's had at least 8 assists in 3 of the last 4 games. He's had at least 7 assists in 4 of the last 5 games. And he's had at least 4 rebounds in 3 straight games for the Golden State Warriors. So again, if he does get into the realm of 10 plus assists here, and if he's able to just continue rebounding the basketball and just asking him to get 3-4 rebounds here, this will get us to the window here on the over 12.5 rebounds and assists combined at plus 105 right now, currently over on DraftKings. So we're getting some plus money here for CP3 on his rebounds and assists to go over 12.5 against the Dallas Mavericks. And the second player prop best bet, this one I found very intriguing. And just going back and looking at the history that this guy has against this particular team, made this stand out to me. So I'm going to go with, DeJounte Murray. His points prop right now is at 25.5. I think I also want to tack on the assist here for DeJounte Murray in this game. So we'll go points and assist in this game for DeJounte Murray against the Portland Trailblazers. That number is currently sitting at 34.5. And obviously, number one, we know that no Trae Young for this Atlanta Hawks team. DeJounte Murray has now taken over the keys to the offense. And number one, he's getting the minutes for this Atlanta Hawks team, right? 38.3 minutes he's averaging over the last 5 games. He's played 40 minutes in back-to-back games against their respective opponents. He's also had at least 20 shot attempts in 3 straight games. And he's also getting up to 3-point shot. He's averaging 8.8 attempts per game from beyond the arc over the last 5 games, shooting it at 38.6%. We also know, since he's the point guard of this team, he's going to rack up the assist as well. Over the last 5 games, he's averaging 8.6 assists per game. And then I went back and looked at how he's done against this Blazers team since he's joined the Atlanta Hawks as part of their backcourt. So 2 games last season against the Portland Trailblazers, Sleepy, 40 points and 41 points. So we're talking about giving out the points and assists here. DeJounte Murray said in those 2 games, keep the assists, I don't need it. I'm just going to go out and be very efficient from the floor and put out 40-plus point games. He's gone over this projection of 34.5 points and assists in 3 straight games against the Portland Trailblazers. And you know, this Portland Trailblazers team has really been struggling on the defensive side of the basketball. You take a look, they're giving up close to 25 points per game to the point guard position. They're giving up 9 assists per game to the point guard position. But I think that DeJounte Murray in this game is going to have a really big night. And again, this line right now, if you take a look at it, is in fact in favor of the Atlanta Hawks in this game. But it's going to be, I think, a closer game than the books are expecting here, because right now they're only a 2-point favorite. So they are expecting this game to come down to the wire. I do expect DeJounte Murray to be out there for another 35 plus minutes at minimum for this Atlanta Hawks team. And I think that he, again, really has a efficient night scoring the basketball and racking up the assists here as well. So our second player prop best bet will go DeJounte Murray, points and assist over 34.5 here, Sleepy.
I like that one a lot. I think a lot of it just comes down to the amount of time that he's going to be on the floor. And you also have to like the fact that it's just a minus 2-point line here. So they're not expecting a blowout. And I know that these teams haven't exactly been lighting up the scoreboard on offense, but they're not exactly doing what they need to do on defense. I don't know if you get a whole lot of resistance here from Portland against this guy, because he's just that crafty. So I could see a lot of assists here. I think there's a good chance that he potentially could go for like 35 in this one, and the assists won't even matter. I think he's in line for a big scoring game here. I mean, dude's going to be out there for 40 minutes. I mean, it's just they need him out there that long in order for this team to go ahead and win. So they're going to need this game, and it's not like Atlanta's out of anything yet, right? I mean, what are they sitting right now? 10 seeds. So, you know, they got to go. They got to keep their foot on the gas here with Trae Young on the floor. So they got to go to Murray. That's their number one guy. I think he has a big game here.
Yeah. So hopefully, again, we're putting everything, or not everything, our winning streak on the line here. Winning streaks are meant to be broken here, but we're given two player prop best bets. Hopefully, this turns into 9 in a row here for us, Sleepy, but I'm feeling good about these player props that we are giving out here for the Wednesday night card. So again, just to recap, two player prop best bets. We're going to go CP3 of the Warriors, rebounds and assists to go over 12.5. That's currently at plus 105. And then we're going to go DeJounte Murray, points and assists to go over 34.5. against the Portland Trailblazers, also on Wednesday night. So, maybe that is going to do it, my friend, for this edition of the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Anything else we want to mention, my friend, before we go our separate ways?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you a quick question about a game that was going on the other night where the Timberwolves played the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Did you happen to see Anthony Edwards try to poster Anthony Davis?
I did.
I was watching the game, and I'm like, please let this guy make this dunk. And I don't know why. It's not like I don't dislike Anthony Davis. I've actually liked him throughout his entire career. I liked him when he was in college. But for some reason, when you pair him with LeBron in a Lakers uniform, like, I just want to see somebody dunk on him. And like Anthony Edwards, I kind of was drawing this weird comparison in my head. Anthony Edwards is kind of like the Zion that we thought we were going to see. That's exactly the easiest way. Like, that dude is just crazy athletic. And I watched him take flight, and I'm like, oh, shit. This dude's about to get postered. Unfortunately, he missed it. He did get fouled on the play. So, but yeah, that would have been one of the dunks of the year, I think.
I think the even better play for Anthony Edwards was a block that he had against the game-sealing block he had against the Indiana Pacers in that first game without Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, that was absolutely incredible. I mean, he hit his head on the rim, did Anthony Edwards in that game against the Pacers. That was absolutely incredible to see. But, I mean, you're also right that if that dunk would have gone down against Anthony Davis, oh, boy, I think that would have broke the internet for sure. But, yeah, I mean, look, Anthony Edwards, we know, and then I think we've mentioned this several times, that it's going to take some type of significant injury for him to sit out games, because this guy plays with so much heart and he wants to be out there on the floor, right? I mean, he's mentioned it that, you know, I love the game of basketball. I want to go out there and compete every single night. And if it's going to be a injury that's going to keep him out, it's going to have to be something significant to keep Anthony Edwards off the floor. So, I mean, yeah, this guy goes out and plays with heart. He plays every single play like it's his last play. And I think that's something that we don't really see or not accustomed to seeing in this, you know, generation of the NBA. And like you mentioned, that Anthony Edwards is possibly what we thought that Zion Williamson was going to be. But yeah, I mean, Anthony Edwards, I think, I forgot who mentioned it, that he's going to be one of the best players in the league in 2 to 3 years. I have no doubt in my mind about that. He's in line, I think, in my opinion, Sleepy, to win an MVP, a regular season MVP sometime in his career, whether that's with the Minnesota Timberwolves or whether, you know, he goes to another team. But the way this guy conducts himself on the court and how he just plays a game of basketball, it's just great to see. So, I mean, long story short here, yeah, I wish that gut dunk would have gone down. Nothing against Anthony Davis, because I'm an Anthony Davis fan too, Sleepy. But again, that would have been really, really fun to see for Anthony Edwards to put that hammer down on Anthony Davis. Speaking of posters, did you see Trayce Jackson Davis posterize Victor Wembanyama the other night?
I did not see okay. That one. I'll have to find that one and definitely check that one out.
Go check that one out. Just the bench reaction is absolutely, it's crazy. But yeah, you go watch that one, and we'll discuss it on the next pod for the NBA podcast here. So we'll leave it at that. A little bit of homework for you to go watch that dunk from Trayce Jackson Davis on Victor Wembanyama the other night in San Antonio. All right, that is going to wrap it up here for the NBA podcast. Hopefully we do continue our winning streak of winning pods, at least. And again, two player prop best bets, three games that we did get into on the Wednesday night card. So hopefully more winners in the pocket of our listeners. We'll be back later this week for the NBA podcast. Good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.